Time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning. We are back for another edition of the BEC Power Talk. It's a new year, and I'm your new guy, Mr. Terry Bass. So glad to be with you. And hopefully you had a great, great holiday. Now we're moving into a new year. We want to say good morning and hello to Lisa Stilley, the manager of communications, because she's going to be moving off the scene and we're going to miss her. And Bert Walling, our marketing and energy specialist, is here for our BEC Power Talk 2020. Wow, we're here.
We are here.
It's amazing.
So fast.
I remember when I was amazed that the 2000 was coming. You know, I remember like, wow, it's going to be 2000.
And the world was going to come to an end and everything was going to crash.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Computer crashing.
Yeah.
And I remember having to work New Year's Eve of 1999.
We did at the co-op,
and everybody,
too.
Yeah.
We were, prepared. Yeah. And everybody was on standby to see what was
doom and gloom.
Yeah.
We were waiting.
Yeah.
The computer's not going to know what to do. What's going to happen?
Yeah, we had backups upon backups.
And here it is, and nothing happened.
Yeah, 20 years later.
20 years later. See, we didn't prepare for the 2021. It's really going to be 2021. So we've got 1 year to get ready. I'm just playing. But here we are, BEC Power Talk. And this program is certainly for our member owners for information. And certainly we've been enlightened with a lot of great information over time. And some inspiration, too. And we've got some fun facts, so we're going to cover a lot of ground over the next several minutes, and just glad to be able to do it. And yes, we are excited about this new year and new things that are coming down the pipeline and information that you need to know. But maybe we'll touch on a little bit of the great year that was before we move forward. That sounds good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the things, it was a great year, money back. Members probably spent that money already. Holidays came.
Well,
we
hope that's our goal. You know, we want our members to have more money in their pockets at the end of the day after they use their energy. We kind of have a saying: use what you need, but need what you use. So we're always wanting to teach them to be efficient.
Be efficient.
Use their energy wisely. Don't be wasteful, because that's money they could spend on themselves, their children, or whatever.
Yes, and great places to spend your money, your hard earned, because money saved is money earned.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, I tell you, we can talk first and foremost. Solar, I guess, is now on the scene, and it's still sort of an enigma. Somewhat, you know, people kind of see it on houses. You kind of know that, yeah, a lot of companies jumped in, or a lot of people were trying to get solar up and running. And, you know, from your perspective, Bert and Lisa, how did it do in 2019? And how does 2020 look as it relates to solar?
Well, we have had a tremendous amount of growth on our system, as well as systems with solar.
Okay.
I think we looked at last year was 750 systems on our own, you know, from solar, which is, that's a lot of solar compared to to each county that I've been in. I've learned that it's not been many, it's a handful, but I know that Berkeley Co-op has over 750 systems that are inputting back into our grid. So I would say that's a pretty good number.
And that solar input and output, I guess you could say, that does take pressure off of the overall operation. Am I saying that right?
So what it does is they're putting that solar on their house, and they're utilizing what they actually are getting from. And it all depends on what size they use. And I mean, it's not just one scale. It's a multiple scale. But yes, it does help, because I mean, you have a house that went from totally 100% needing our power. Now they're able to offset some of that from what they're getting out of their solar panels. So, yes, that does, very good point.
Does make an impact. And I even see that one commercial facility has gone solar.
That's correct.
Well, who's that? I want to know who that is. It looks like the Habitat for Humanity?
Habitat for Humanity in Goose Creek.
Wow. And they're operating that's not a small business.
No.
So. No. And we were able to go in and help them size it. And, you know, Bert, I know when the solar started getting big and there were a lot of solar vendors that headed this way and they, were knocking on doors. And then we started getting calls from our members. Why am I still receiving a bill? You know, my solar vendor said I wouldn't have to have a bill anymore. You know, I'm not seeing any savings. Why? There must be something wrong on your, our part.
Okay.
Berkeley's part. All these questions. So why don't you share a little bit about some of these problems that we found and then how we've been able to help address this? Because, you know, we want our members to be able to gain from solar if that is their choice to have solar.
I got you. Yes, the benefits of solar can be there for you.
Yes.
That's correct. And thank you, Lisa. That's a good point. A lot of times you will have a lot of people that are going door to door asking. They're from out of town. A lot of people from California, from the West Coast, are just flooding our market right now because we have a lot of land. We have a lot of different areas that we don't have to, you know, they are able to put these systems in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're selling this goods, this bill of work to some of our membership that really doesn't get the true picture sometimes. But as your provider, your energy provider, we are willing to sit down with you and review each one of these and just go over and say, is this the right step before you sign on that dotted line? Terry, you wouldn't believe that many cases we've heard after the fact that when they've signed a dotted line, it's too late.
Mm.
You're in a binding contract. And 9 times out of 10, the bill of goods has not truly been represented at the time of the sale. So if you are even thinking about it, or if you've got something on your counter right now where you've had somebody come in and say, I've got this quote, please call us. Talk to our solar guys. I'm not directly in solar.
Okay.
But we have a group of fine folks that can help you look through each one of these and say, well, this is not correct. Because who better will know is your energy provider? We're the ones you're paying for your electric. Why don't you get us to do the numbers?
And you once again explain the value that comes with being part of BEC because you're going to give them consultation to see whether or not it's in your best interest.
Right, because, you know, they've sold systems larger than they needed, so there was no payback. Terry, I've driven through neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
and I have looked at where these vendors have placed the panels on their house, and I'm going, oh my gosh, it's the wrong side of the house. They're not getting the sun. Or, oh my gosh, there's this big, beautiful live oak that stays
the
shaded.
Shading, the and whole, so,
yeah.
Wow.
And these vendors, and they really targeted a lot of our older seniors, and it's really sad, but I guess now Tim and Eddie have worked enough answering some of these and refiguring that some of our reputable solar vendors in town actually come to us to help have us size it so that we're all working
together
to do the right things.
I know several knocks were on my door. They were out in my neighborhood. It was like the Wild Wild West for a little bit there. But it has somewhat calmed down.
Yeah.
We've been here for 80 years, and we want to be here for the next 80 years.
Yes.
You trust us. You know who we are. Just give us the opportunity to help you. I mean, we're not going to – this is a free of charge.
That's right.
We want to just say, this might not be exactly what you want.
Yes.
And we want to do that. We want to entertain that with you. Yeah. So,
And give them the options to, you know, this is what your payback is, be. If you have the money and you want to spend it and you want to be more green, we'll embrace it. But, you know, we just don't want you to waste your dollars.
And just to make sure we're clear, we're not a direct competitor of that.
Right.
We're here as just a sounding board. Can this be beneficial for me, co-op member? And we can check that box, no or yes.
And really, once again, that's the benefit of this member-owner relationship, mm-hmm. you know. And I can say this, bad solar guy. Yeah. That's for the bad solar guy.
Yeah.
For yes. the rest of them, it's okay.
Yeah, you got good people.
Yes.
And you got folks
yeah.
that.
Yeah, bad yeah. solar guy.
Yeah, I love the one where, you know, we get the calls and it said, well, you can disconnect me now. You know, I don't need you anymore, or I'm not supposed to be getting an electric bill.
Oh, boy,
from
yeah.
you. And it's like, do you realize that the sun does not shine 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
What are you going to do for those winter days and those nights that you need power? You
yeah.
know, but they have talked it and schmoozed it
oh,
through
my goodness.
That these.
That's all guy. Yeah.
yeah, they buy into
well,
that.
And like. You listening, you're hearing this before you, it's like think before you drink.
Yeah.
Contact your cooperative and give them the information, and they will gladly give you the proper feedback.
And we do embrace solar. And yes. I we want to make sure that everybody knows that. Yeah. We do embrace it. We understand, mm-hmm. you know, that's something that's coming.
Yes.
But please give us a chance to help you. We're not talking yeah. you away from it. We just want to say, you may want to look at that, or sure. hey, that's a great deal. Sign.
It's all about guidance.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And we are partnering with Google to build a solar farm.
Wow!
So, yeah.
I saw that on my notes. And Google is a pretty big organization. They kind of run the world almost. But a solar farm in partnership with BEC. Wow, that's
yes, yes. They are very energy efficient. Minded,
mm-hmm. yes.
wise users, but they are also very community minded, and they are a good owner of the cooperative as well, just as our everyday members out there.
Wow, that's good to know. That's good to know. And as we continue to have this great new conversation into a new year, let's talk about new time of day rate, because
yes.
It is that, I guess, that time of year where it's dark more than it's light.
Yes.
So your solar really wouldn't be that efficient right now anyway. You know, good solar guy now. I'm not fussing yeah. at solar yeah. guys. But what is the new time of rate right now? What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's a good question. We have started this past year. We were able to be able to give a member now the ability to change your habits and to kind of work it where giving you the opportunity to have a new rate.
Okay.
So that new rate means is when we speak rates as in residential, that's the rate of how you're being charged from us. And a time of day rate now will offer you, we have a winter peak and a summer peak. And the what this does is it allows you, the member, to be able to say, I'm not going to wash clothes. I'm not going to do cooking, and I'm not going to run my heat and air system certain times of the day, and we call that off-peak, to help
okay.
incentivize you, the member, to be able to save money. So we'll go give you a special rate, and that special rate is going to be able to give you, say, winter time. Right now is winter time, so that's November to March 31st. You have a 6 to 9 a.m., so that's 6 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. You have a higher rate, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to get less usage during that time for our peak. And when we say peak, that's our whole peak across our system. We want to reduce that. So we're going to say, if you can do this from 6 to 9 and not use as much energy, we're going to reduce peak for our system. And then we're going to okay. incentivize you from that point forward. So that's 23, well, I'm sorry, 6 to 9, that would be what, 21 hours, is that right? 21 hours left of the day. You would be able to have a lot cheaper rate. So,
okay.
So, and you can definitely call our office, and we can go over all the details, because it's a really good situation where you are able to now be able to handle this. Because right now you're paying a residential rate, and it's a great rate. Mm-hmm. I tell you, it's one of the lowest in the state.
Okay.
But now, what if you're able to change your habits and reduce it even more? So. It's just, you know, it's just another way for us to give you the option okay. of trying to save more money.
Give your energy bill a diet. So
right.
it's like, hey, it's the new year.
Yep.
Come out with it's a diet for your energy bill.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a win-win for everybody. So, you know, the less energy we have to buy during peak time, that's when it's at its most expensive, mm-hmm. helps us keep that rate again, and you get more credits back at the end of the year.
That's right. That's
exactly. It's all about the dollars.
It yes. is. And now tell me the, and I hope I'm saying this right, the Ecobee program?
I've heard of Ecobee, Ecobee, Akabee. I've heard it all different ways. But however you want to spin it, Ecobee is a smart thermostat. A lot of people have heard about, everything's smart now.
Yes.
Smartphone.
Even us.
Yes.
Even
yes.
Us. Smart people.
Yes.
But yes, so we have adopted a Ecobee program. We call that smart thermostat. It's a wonderful program. Right now we have over 200 participants. And what we're allowing you to do is, once again, a value member of Berkeley Electric Co-op, we're going to give you that free smart thermostat. And if you had to go out right now and, you know, look online or Amazon, that's about a $289 value.
Okay.
So right off the get-go, you're going to get a brand new smart thermostat. I mean, it's controllable, it's programmable. I mean, it's got Alexa. It's got way more things.
Wow.
Yes, it's got speaker. It's just a wonderful tool. But what we want to do with this is, we're once again, we talk about the peak. We're trying to lower that peak time. And what we would do is, if you enroll in this program, we're going to give you the thermostat. So once you get that thermostat, we want you to hook that up to the wireless internet.
Okay.
You got to have wireless.
Gotta
that's
have
one thing.
That's yep. right.
And what you do is, once you hook that up, 5 times to 6 times a month, we will control that for about 3 hours, normally in that peak time. Mm-hmm. And that's all about the peak. You know, we're trying to save. We're trying to make that peak go down. And this program is going to allow us to help save on our grid. And you're getting a wonderful product for free. And then on top of that, you're going to save energy because it's now in your pocket. It's on your smartphone. How cool would it be to, you know, just pull up your smartphone and say, well, I need to lower my temperature, or I need to raise my temperature. I'm going on vacation. How many times have we done that? And now we got it right here with us at all times. And to even make it even better, we're giving, for the next 3 years, starting this April, we will be able to give you a $50 bill credit just for saying thank you for helping us. So free thermostat.
Free thermostat.
Free thermostat. And then $150 over the next 3 years, lowering your bill. And also, we think it's great is because we're lowering our peak time. So it's just a great program.
That's true. And everyone's into gadgets, and you get a cool gadget to go
yes.
along with
mm-hmm.
it. So you can be impressive at the dinner table.
You know,
I've got this Ecobee here, and you know, let me show you how it works, right?
And it's no cost. I mean, how great is that?
That's really good. That's good stuff. And now, I guess that ties into beat the peak.
So I know we've been saying beat the peak, and a lot of peaks, and I know that's a lot of words. And us power guys, we don't like peak. We want to try to make sure we lower peak.
Okay.
As like Miss Lisa said, our job is to ensure that we are going to pass on a great rate to you. And we will continue to do that, but in the back end, we're trying to keep that low.
Yeah.
So that's why we're becoming more educated on different programs that help us help you. So Beat the Peak, that is a marketing, basically a marketing platform. And a lot of our members have come up to me and said, well, I'm on the Beat the Peak program, and they think that's time of day program. So that's two different things. So let's
okay.
make sure that's clear. So Beat the Peak is nothing but a free service.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with
free, free's good.
Yeah, free's free. Good. Nothing to do with your electric rate. And all this is communication. This is saying, hey, can you help us today? And normally what you'll get is when you sign up, through the year, we usually give out money. We usually get $50 bill credits. Last year, we gave $1,000 bill credit or $1,000 gift card, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then also, it's a really good communication of how to help your co-op beat the peak. So, Terry, if you signed up today, you would get an email and it says, hey, we're going to have a pretty cold morning mm-hmm. in January. Would you mind helping us from this time to kind of reduce your energy costs?
Right.
So,
And it's easy to do because, like, you know, the woman of the house, everything's left up to the women of the house. I just had to say that, Terry.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, sorry. But, you know, it's like, okay, so I'm going to wait and run my dishwasher after 9 o'clock. I'm going to wait and do my laundry after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to use my oven till, you know, after 9 o'clock.
After 9 o'clock.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get my shower before 6, or unless you take really short showers, you know, but if you're like my son used to do, he'd empty a water heater.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Your sons, too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But if you can take a, you know, a 7-minute shower, you know, that even that helps to yes. lower that peak.
So lower the peak.
So
beat the peak.
It's all about the peak.
Beat the peak. That's a chant. Beat the peak.
And it's totally voluntary. I tell the ladies all the time, you know, well, they go to our website, berkeleyelectric.coop, and they can sign up for Beat the Peak. You know, they can have it texted, voicemail, email. And let's say, you know, I'm having a lot of people over to my house today. I have got to use my oven. I have got to get, you know, my laundry done. It's voluntary. That day, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Right.
But if you can do it the next couple times, that's great.
Or make dad go out there. You're going to cook on the grill outside.
There you go.
You're going charcoal for this party.
Absolutely. Or put your Carolina or Clemson sweatshirt on and lower your heat during that time. See?
And you know, they say you sleep better when it's cooler in the house, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That is true.
Yes. See, so dress for the weather, and, you know, don't flip-flops and shorts, you know, lower the heat and dress.
Yes, and that really, well, it's you're saying that because it is winter.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I think. I don't know if it knows it out there, but
it depends on what day. Yeah, one day it's winter, and then it's, But in the wintertime, if it were traditionally like it was in the wintertime, are there tips or what do you say from that standpoint, once again, as we're trying to beat the peaks and we're trying to be energy efficient, what can we do? What are things that... your member owners.
Bert is our energy, one of our energy experts, and they are actually certified as an energy expert. So I'm going to let him get into the the technical stuff, and then I'll talk to the moms.
So you're going to give the technical, and Lisa's going to give the practical.
Practical, yeah. I'm not practical. So thank you, Lisa. So yeah. If I can just tell one person or anybody that wants to, that everybody wants to save money on their power bill. I mean, I don't know anybody that says, I just love to pay more on my power bill. Never heard that.
Nope.
First thing right off the get-go, you can control your power bill by your thermostat. And I know that keeps going back to smart thermostat. I mean, that's a great way. But if, you know, 53% of the your power bill, if you look at that right there, it is coming from your heating and air. So
53%?
53%. That is a huge portion of your power bill. I mean, yes, we got lights. We have a refrigerator that runs all the time, but that unit is the biggest load inside your house. That's unless if you have gas or anything like that, but in the wintertime, if you have a heat pump or electric heat, that's when we see the spikes. That's when we see the really expensive power bills come out. So, and I guess to add to that, I would say, secondly, make sure that you have that whole unit maintained. We say at least once a year, have an authorized heating and air contractor put their hands on that. As I'd say 90% of the phone calls I get during the wintertime and summer results back into a non-compliant, out-of-energy-efficient unit. And there's normally something technically wrong with that. So we can help you figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a Smart Hub app that will give you that instantaneous information. If you don't have that, please call us. We can help you.
So there's an app where you can actually see where you are as it relates to energy consumption.
Oh yes,
we down to what 30 minutes?
We see 30 minutes. We're giving you an hour. Every hour we see, and so many times we're able to help somebody instead of waiting for 30 days and waiting for the bill to come in the mail. It's $800 power bill. If they would have had that app on the first day, it would alert you and say, "Whoa, something's out of tune here." As one of the largest co-ops around, especially in the state, we are taking a proactive approach to try to help situations like this. So now you have, you're able to see that. You're tracking it. Yeah. And you're able to see what's going on right away. And if you see something out of line, call us.
How about the power pole man? I see a little note about pole top rescue, and that has me curious. What are you talking about here, Lisa?
Okay, well, we have a special group of guys that can often work around the clock to keep your power on.
Okay.
Every month they're required to attend safety meetings and safety training, and so they have an annual pole top rescue testing and training that they do. And the idea of it is that, actually it's OSHA mandated.
Okay.
But, if there's a lot of danger up at the top of those poles amongst all that electricity up there. Mm-hmm. Now, our guys will tell you it is not a dangerous job. It is a safe job, providing they do everything correctly and safe. But sometimes things happen, and if somebody would get hurt at the top of the pole, they would be left there hanging, dangling. Mm. So the idea is that their crew members would need to rescue them very quickly. OSHA mandates that they have to rescue you within 4 minutes. We had 100% of our guys pass the test, but what is so amazing to me, and actually, the average time for each of our districts was under 3 minutes. But we had 10, and we just took the top 10. They did it in less than most of them, a minute and a half.
Wow.
And
did say 160-pound,
dummy.
Like a big dummy, yeah. Like Fred Sanford. Big dummy?
Big dummy. Big dummy. So they've got to, lasso them on, cut off their gear, because they're hanging from the pole, and let them down. But they, yeah.
Wow. And that's all could potentially save lives as well.
Just save lives. Yes.
That's awesome. That is a really cool fun fact.
And it's really interesting to watch. In fact, if you had been a member, Terry, and you could have come to our annual membership meeting, you would actually have saw some of the demonstrations, because we do pole top rescues, and our members can talk to the linemen, look at their gear, look at their trucks, and all that neat stuff. Just one of the small attractions of our annual membership meeting.
Well, membership ownership is certainly something I now look at differently, mm-hmm. Having being a part of these great shows, but. It's very unique. I'm thinking of all the different services and things that are necessities or amenities or what have you. But, you're with an organization, BEC, that's trying to help you save money, mm-hmm. trying to teach you good principles, mm-hmm. all that you can win at the end of the day in your wallet, mm-hmm. and get the best service available, mm-hmm. as well. So that's... Yeah. That's the epitome of win-win.
Yeah, and opinion. And it's not just like being an active voter for us. It's not just being involved with our programs, but we want our members to be involved in their community and be active voters in their community, in their state, yes. in their national elections. We have cooperative owners for political action. I have 130-plus owners that have joined that. We have a big grassroots. We want our members involved in the lives around them, and not just with us, but with their fellow members. So we have other programs we haven't even touched on. That's another day.
Okay. Thank you once again, Lisa Stille and Bert Walling. This wraps up this edition of the Berkeley Power Talk. Have a great day.